escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, that's where I think it gets lost in translation. If Jay, although I can understand him saying, you told me to call you if anything went wrong. Jay might be like, I'm not his agent. So call his agent. You don't have to call me. But everything outside of that, I believe that happened. I believe it's too much of a callback for it to just be a random, like he was scarred by this. This was a turning point in the way he goes about those things. Do you believe Jerry?
Here's the exact quote. Because when we have a problem with the player, the agent is nowhere to be found. Jay-Z said that Dez would make all meetings. Jay-Z and I negotiated the contract. Spent hours. That's the end of the sentence. He said, anybody in my organization is on time. Do you think this man's not senile? I'm reading this verbatim, by the way.
So you don't believe that happened?
He said, my office used to be on the street corner and I've always been early. So they will be on time. And what did I say? I said, I'm going to call you when I have a problem. He quit taking my call.
Bro, Jerry's losing it.
He quit taking my call.
I think it's pretty clear. Like, Jerry's just gotten a little old here.
So Rock Nation has responded, by the way. Rock Nation said, in 2015, at the 21 Club, on a napkin, Jerry Jones, Juan Perez, Sean Jay-Z Carter, and Stephen Jones negotiated a 5-year, $70 million deal, which included a $45 million guarantee and a $20 million signing bonus for Dez Bryant. At the time, it was the second largest contract for a wide receiver in NFL history. The claim that Mr. Carter or Rock Nation representation did not return a call from Jerry Jones is not only a false statement, but it's also a comical one.
Well, did you hear what you read right there? That's what they're disputing. And that's what I'm disputing. I don't think they just stopped taking his calls. I don't believe that. But that conversation, everything that he talked about, the negotiation, what Jay-Z told him, I think that absolutely happened. Rock Nation only says the fact that we didn't take the calls is not true. They don't dispute the conversation.
And forgive me, as everyone is fully aware, we don't plan this show. What are we talking about then?
No, it was just funny that Jared, to me, it was humorous that Jared, but people are like, yo, this is crazy or whatever. I think that all that negotiation stuff happened. I don't believe that they just stopped taking his calls.
He did go back 10 years. Well, no, Jay-Z, why is he calling me again?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what does this dude want?
That's what I'm saying. But a lot of people are like, yo, Jerry's lost it. Like having it. No, I think that actually happened. All the negotiation stuff and what Jay told him about Dez and all this other stuff, it's too descriptive and it's too far back that Jerry feels some type of way about it. So I think that happened. I think the non-answering of the phone calls, I don't believe that.
I think Jay-Z deserves more heat for we're past kneeling.
I had a conversation last night about Jay-Z. And that whole situation looks funny. It looks very, very funny from Jay-Z.
Yeah.
We're past kneeling. Multiple different people talking about, not necessarily, not Jay-Z, can't say it was him, but Roc Nation then putting out propaganda against Colin Kaepernick after that.
Mm.
And I'm like, why would they do that? Like, why? Why?
Wait, what did Roc Nation do?
So when Nicki was doing what she was doing initially,
mm-hmm.
I think she had mentioned something about Cap and about how, but just the situation about how
she Jay-Z, mentioned something about the NFL.
Yeah, how Jay-Z went to go work with the NFL.
And then Nessa said something.
Yeah, Nessa said, yeah, they absolutely, Roc Nation, nobody's saying Jay-Z specifically, but it's his company. It's saying Roc Nation would go around to different news outlets putting out what they deem as false information, kind of disparaging Cap, saying, you know, he doesn't even want to play football anyway. He's just doing this for attention, all this other stuff. Then Van Lathan came out like later in the week and was like, yeah, that absolutely happened while we were at TMZ. And Harvey came to me about it and was like, what do you think we should do? We decided not to run the stories that Roc Nation was trying to put out there.
Yeah, I'm reading an awful announcing article about Van Lathan says he knows for a fact that Roc Nation like put the articles out there and stuff like that. But he doesn't know how involved Jay-Z was with that. Right. But like, he knows for a fact that that's what was going on.
I mean, Roc Nation is Jay-Z's company.
Well, yeah, he just doesn't know how, like, oh, yeah, like, not like calling the shots he was.
It would seem pretty wild to think, once again, I'm not saying Jay-Z was calling the shots, but it would be pretty wild to think that Jay-Z was completely on the side of Cap and allow these things to happen at his company.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think I'm putting two and two together.
Well, we're past kneeling, and that whole press conference, not press conference, but that whole media availability that he did with Roger Goodell in his office in New York, that told you right there he wasn't on the side of Colin Kaepernick.
So it's I've just always wondered why that was his stance. Like, what was his issue? And then even if that is your stance and your issue, why is your company trying to further damage this guy's reputation? So, and I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I don't have an answer to that, but I don't like the term further damage his reputation, because Colin Kaepernick's reputation was never damaged.
Well, attempt to is what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL did everything they could, and like the thing is, like, it's tough because it's impossible for me. Like, I'm like, it's cool TMZ backs this story, like whatever. The amount of almost purposeful misinformation that was going on around Colin Kaepernick at that time is crazy. Like, everyone spoke with such authority, and it's like, y'all, every single one of you are full of crap. Like, you're all just regurgitating the same thing, claiming you have sources, claiming you have this, claiming you have that. Not a single person spoke to Colin Kaepernick. Not a single person spoke to someone close to Colin Kaepernick. Right. One guy did and didn't even tell people. It was Howard Bryant. Didn't tell people for years. So of course he wanted to play football. He always wanted to play football. That's all he ever wanted to do. The idea that he didn't is insane. Mm-hmm. But it's no different than Tommy Smith and John Carlos. That's where this whitewashing of history is so damaging to where we're at today. You would have fully understood what was happening with Colin Kaepernick in 2017 if you paid closer attention to what actually happened with Tommy Smith and John Carlos back in, was it 68?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Everyone remembers the image. I remember the image. I celebrate that image. I look at that image every single day. I got it on T-shirts. I got it on canvas prints. But then what? You didn't see Tommy Smith and John Carlos again. Those were the two biggest American track stars. No ifs, ands, buts, whatabouts. They were the ones. gone after 68. Gone. That's what Cap was.
Yeah.
And it boils down to this. Jerry wanted him gone. So he was gone. Mm. I'm not saying Jerry was the only one, but Jerry's the most powerful one. Yeah. He was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So
shame on Jay-Z if Roc Nation was a part of this, if he was a part of it. And it's hard for me to believe that he wasn't. Yeah. I mean, again, it's past kneeling. It's more than that. We're on, man, it's not your job to determine when we're done protesting. It's not your job to determine when he's done protesting. That happened in 2017. That Colin Kaepernick stuff. When did the Roc Nation deal sign? Anyone know off the top of their head?
The
Roc Nation and NFL?
That Brown
2019?
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah, 19.
Really?
I think the first one was that Miami Super
Bowl. Oh, no. Work with me here. 2019? Mm. What happened the next year?
2020.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're past kneeling though.
And here's the thing that I said at the time, because I was having conversations with my cousin at the time, where I thought it was foul. I thought it was, you know, for Jay-Z to be who he portrays himself to be a lot of the time, for him to undercut what Colin Kaepernick had going on and then say what he said in that meeting, you know, for a dollar, I thought that was foul. That was his decision. That was his right to do it, but I thought it was foul. And I said, I'm going to be looking closely. And I don't care about the halftime show, bro. At that time, like what we were talking about, what Colin Kaepernick was fighting for and trying to get across, I don't care about who you bring for a halftime show. If you're going to go do this and you're going to go be with the NFL, I expect like some real stuff. And he didn't give us nothing but a halftime show. And that's cool. Like I enjoy the halftime show like everybody else. But.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are you forgetting the end racism era in the end zone?
My bad. My mistake.
And look around. It's worked. We'll come back.
It's worked.
We'll get into a discussion about the actual NFL and some things going on in the league right now. Probably a further discussion needs to be had on the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons. I don't know if that's going to happen today because I want to shift my attention to the San Francisco 49ers, particularly to the NFC West. That's ahead here. Jason Jones might jump in. I don't think so, but like if he does, he does. If not, we're here. Steelo and Casey on Sacramento Sports.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
916-909-1320. We are commercial free until the top of the 4 o'clock hour. If you want to hang out with us, I was reading some remarks from Sean McVay actually yesterday morning, and it's this Matt Stafford thing, man. He was talking about, you know, they hope to have him back playing soon. Like, no timeline, no idea. Like, and I don't know if it's because he's older. Maybe they're not sweating this, but I feel like we went through this a couple of years ago, and it wasn't a good thing for the Los Angeles Rams. And I understand I'm alone on this, but I'm not buying this isn't a big deal thing. I know the Rams have loaded up their roster, but I feel like it centers on their quarterback. It centers on Matthew Stafford. Now, maybe your boy wrote the playbook on you could throw Jimmy Garoppolo out there with a talented head coach, a talented offensive-minded head coach, and a talented roster, and not only survive, but thrive. You can win football games with Jimmy Garoppolo as your quarterback. But it feels like this roster is built to win football games with Matt Stafford as your quarterback. And I get it's August 5th, and we've got time before that first game is played. But like I said 2 years ago, this feels like a far bigger deal than they're making it out to be. We're talking this, for those who aren't aware, like, we're talking about Matt Stafford's back. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 years ago, his arm was falling off. This time, it's his back.
I broke my back.
Okay. Give me a second here. I'll give everybody an opportunity to think. Who's the last athlete that came back from a back injury? At the age of, what, 36? Yeah, 35, 36? Yeah. Who's the last guy who we started talking about having back problems, and it was fine? Mm. It was Steve Nash, right? It was fine for him?
Excellent.
Yeah, Dwight Howard?
Perfect.
Larry Bird? Somebody give me one. Give me an older athlete who had back issues who just got back to being fine after that.
No, I'm look, everything you're saying is correct.
Damn right it is.
And I'm leaning more towards that school of thought where it's like, Matthew Stafford has always had this type of stuff circulating around.
I don't feel like it's always.
He's always hurt. Like, it may not be training camp, but some point during the season.
Oh, yeah,
He always banged up.
Yeah.
And he plays.
He plays through it. Yeah.
At some point, that
didn't he throw a touchdown pass with, like, a broken rib one time? Did it, like, in an overtime game? I feel like he got, like,
a the Lions or whatever.
Yeah, when he was with the Lions.
I think it was, like, a pass interference. He got hit.
Yeah.
He still ran the next play, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he threw the touchdown, and he's, like, sobbing.
Yeah, he's running to the sideline, just bent over holding his ribs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But at some point, that stuff catches up with you. Like, you're not going to always be able to, use a wrestling term, be able to kick out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And obviously, the older you get, the less you have the capacity to be able to deal with those type of injuries. And those injuries linger a little bit longer. So while I know we talked about this a little bit last week, and myself and Kyle were like, man, we've seen it too much to, like, take it, you know, to believe that it's going to keep them out for any amount of time. You're right. I mean, this is a serious, serious situation with no definitive end. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, just 2 weeks and then, you know, he'll be back at it. It's every time it's brought up to Sean McVay or anybody else, well, you know, we're monitoring it. We're not sure, but, you know, we're monitoring it. I mean, is he going to be ready week one? And I know they like to say, like, hey, the veterans, they can just jump back in there, but I don't know. Maybe he needs preseason. Maybe he needs training camp at this age to ramp up and be ready for week one. And while I think Jimmy Garoppolo will be serviceable, I do think after a little while, the book was out on Jimmy. There was a game plan against him, even in Kyle Shanahan's system. The game plan was out about how to stop this guy. And it was really just load up, you know, put eight in the box, safeties don't drop back.
Yeah.
He's not going to throw deep. We're just going to have every defender in this 15-yard radius.
Yeah.
And that's how they played about
15 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Jimmy Garoppolo plays football for an extended period of time for the Rams this season. They are cooked.
I just saw on the TV and wonder what you guys think about this. They've got the over under 9.5 wins for the Rams.
Healthy Stafford, I'll take the over.
But that's part of it though, right?
Are you gonna I have questions. I have questions.
Because I agree with you. If he's healthy, I do too.
I want to see if he's out there week one. If he's not playing week
9 and a half, is that a Vegas number? Because that feels low for this team.
Vegas, ESPN bet, wherever that comes from. So.
Okay. God, that feels low for them.
It does. That's why
there are teams who thought they could knock out. There are people who thought they could knock out Philadelphia.
But maybe people are thinking more like you and like, I'm not trusting this staff.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Vegas is looking at it that way.
Yeah, something's wrong. He's making the run, and it's Seth Rollins. Here comes Seth Rollins is with us.
This man gonna wear this shirt, this hat today.
What? It was a good game last night. It was a good game.
Bandwagon.
What? I'm not even a supporter. I just thought it was a good game.
Front runner.
Just thought it was a good game.
Front runner. Why don't you wear that third place team's hat? I ain't seen that.
I wore it yesterday. What you talking about? I had the hat on yesterday. I'm Giants. I'm always gonna be Giants.
Whatever.
I don't even like the Cardinals like that.
Jason Jones with us. We weren't sure if Jason was gonna make it. But he's here. He's actually has a Jalen Brunson WWE t-shirt on.
That one is fire. That is fire. If I was a Knicks fan, I'd get that and be
did
like,
did you see Ty's? Ty's wasn't very good.
I just saw the Halliburton 317. You got another
one? No, he got another one.
He has this one too.
But you remember how exaggerated his face was? They exaggerated it a little bit more, and it looks really weird on the t-shirt. It looks really weird on the t-shirt. What'd you think before we get to sports business? And you wrote about Gilbert Arenas recently. I'd like to talk about that. What did you think of SummerSlam?
I thought it was kind of like a roller coaster. There were times where I was like, what are we doing here? There were some real good points. Like, I don't understand the fascination with Tiffany Stratton at all.
Mm.
I just don't get it. You know, I think I saw Matt Morgan basically say she hasn't had like a good pro. I just don't get it. Maybe they like blondes. I don't know. I just don't get it. And not that she's not a talented athlete. I just don't get the kind of the fascination. I don't get what they're doing with Karrion Kross, but maybe he won't be. That doesn't make it. They have some stuff they're doing where it's not a story. It's just like stuff just randomly happening. Like the whole John Cena thing on Friday, like, okay, so we're just never going to understand why The Rock was there. We're never going to understand why Travis Scott was randomly part of the show for two of your, like, your biggest show of the year and never heard from again. And now, like, John is back to being John. I they pulled the swerve of the century. You know, that was a hell of a swerve with Seth. Mm. You know, they got everybody with that one. But then you bring back the guy from who's in the lawsuit. You know,
man.
I mean, it's never that pro wrestling was ever a bastion of morality to begin with. But I mean, they had a hell of a run of like, let's just, you know, let's see how many people we can irk in a week, in a weekend last week. They had a nice little, you know, 3-4 day run of like, okay, we're going to make sure the publicly pro LGBTQ ally, you know, loses his title in 5 minutes. We're going to make sure that Logan Paul, who is Logan Paul, gets a pinfall win at SummerSlam. We're going to make sure Triple H gets his photo op with the president. You know, we're going to do like 5 Hulk Hogan tributes. And then, oh, by the way, Brock is back. Mm. And then they don't do the press conferences.
Ah, that was interesting. Yeah.
Not that the press conference, like I've said on here before, those press conferences are so weird anyway.
Yeah.
It's like half legit media, half fan. People interviewing the actual people, then people interviewing the character. Mm-hmm. Like the most annoying thing in those pressers is someone says, "Well, who's next for you?" Like, what do you mean who's next? Like, whoever they tell them is next. You know, so yeah, they made sure they had a very interesting weekend.
Yeah. Does that bother you? Like you're a fan. You're a lifelong fan. All of those things that you just named, particularly Brock, the Hogan stuff, in the Triple H stuff. Does that bother you?
I don't know if bother is the word. I don't have very high moral expectations for them.
I got you. Okay.
So but I don't have very high expectations. I mean, Vince showed for decades that they're going to do what sells tickets, even though Vince may not be running it. But, you know, for God's sake, they're under TKO, and they have Dana White. We know how Dana White rolls.
Yep, that's right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's a shock. I mean, I think that it may be even worse now under that umbrella. I mean, just the whole idea, they're like, well, the legal team cleared Brock Lesnar. I'm like, cleared him how? Because just a year ago, you removed him from the video game. Like, so what's changed in the last year other than, hey, let's sell some tickets? I mean, I'm like, just be upfront about it. Just say, hey, we sent him home, but he's back.
I told KC, if I was a woman in that locker room, I'd be furious.
Yeah. And I think Lance Storm made that point. He said, people are making this about Brock Lesnar. It's really about the women there. Mm-hmm. Like, how is the stuff that Brock was accused of doing in that lawsuit okay? And you know, he may not be the one being sued, but how is that okay? And how do you not address that? Well, then again, like I said, you know, under that TKO umbrella, when's the last time UFC addressed something like that before? Like seriously addressed it? I can't recall. So I mean, it's almost like. That's the world they live in, you know, and so, you know, you kind of roll with it if you're going to, you know, most people, people aren't going to stop watching because of it, you know, and you figure maybe Brock's going to be around for a month or two so he can have a little program. That was the funny thing where they're like, well, John wanted to bring him back. Like, come on, don't throw this on John.
And even if you did, he's not the decision maker.
Yeah, that's like, what if John said he wanted to wrestle me part of the farewell tour? You going to let me wrestle?
John really likes front row for that. I'd be front row for that.
My kids would love that. Like, look, Daddy getting beat up by John Cena. And what I hate about it, too, was that there was some really good stuff that that might have been the best match John has done during this farewell. That was the first time where he was like Super John from back in the day.
Yeah.
Like that spot where he carries Cody up out of the L. I mean, that was the vintage John Cena we hadn't really seen. Mm. And, you know, he ends up getting squashed by Brock. Even though Brock is a big part of his story, I'm just like, it is what it is, you know. I was more mad that CM Punk only had the belt for 5 minutes.
Mm.
But that was great cinema, though. That was great cinema. I thought the TLC match was great. I thought that was, you know, them letting the women get thrown off of ladders in the middle of the match.
That was dangerous.
Yeah, they had some really cool stuff that week, you know, that over the weekend, you know. So all in all, I'll be watching NXT tonight anyway, like the mark I am for pro wrestling.
All right.
The I was about to ask you something or form a question a certain way, but yeah. As my partner always says, don't want to lead the witness. how do you feel about these two night PLEs?
I like them, but I also feel like there's not enough matches. I'm like, if you're going to do two nights, we should have like more than 10 and 11 matches. I think there's no reason why both tag team titles aren't. If you're going to have two nights, every belt should be on the line. That's just me. Like, if you're going to do two nights of stuff, like, who is the U.S. champion again?
Who is the U.S. champion? Is it Solo?
Yeah, he was there, yeah, but Intercontinental Champion, you know, but what the women's U.S. title, was that defended?
Do the women have a U.S. title too? What's God it, damn, they got it.
Yeah, it's who is it?
The girl we talked about who broke her arm twice. Isn't she the U.S. champion?
I thought that was the Intercontinental title.
No, it's not Chelsea anymore. Oh, that's Becky.
I don't know.
Who beat Chelsea?
I can't keep track.
Was Becky? Did Becky beat Chelsea? Is that what happened?
No, Becky's the Intercontinental champion.
Okay.
So yeah, so I mean, you know, there's. I'm like, you know, every belt should be defended, in my opinion, if you're going to do a two-night show. And that would be my – like, they had a night of champions with, like, one or two title matches. It was like the night of a champion or two. So, but, I mean, I think, you know, having been to Mania on back-to-back nights, that was dope.
Okay.
They say so I think it's a cool experience. But yeah, I just think, you know, the way they pace the shows now, it's like 5-6 matches a night. I mean, that's a long time to be there to get 5-7 matches.
They said their TKO is going to make more two nights.
No, I'm sure they are.
So, oh yeah,
I'm sure Rumble's going to be two nights. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure every city in the country and other countries are going to want those two-night events.
What, they have like 120,000 people come?
Yeah, and I'm sure it brings in – I mean, the wrestling fans will spend money. Mm-hmm. Like they'll get
I was out there watching people just buy those like $600 belts like it was nothing.
Yeah,
they will. And I was like, are you like going to wear that around? Like what do you do with the $600 – like the, you know, what do you do with it besides look at it? I'm like – But I mean, if I pay like $1,000 for one of those replica belts, the last thing I'm doing is wearing it to a WWE event. Like I've got a couple replicas, but I like got mine like on sale and they were not, I got like the, for like, I paid like 100 something for my replicas. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm going to buy that. And they look beautiful in person, but to wear that, like, and they'll show up with like two or three of them.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's wild.
We'll have Winged Eagle over here, a spinner belt here.
Then and like they got the one around their waist.
And I'm like, man, where I'm from, you should just get robbed on GP.
Right.
The Fiend belt. Like, why you have $4,000 worth of fake belts on?
Yep. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, wrestling fans are a special group, man. They're a special group. And Gilbert Arenas is a special individual. You wrote about him. Most recently in The Athletic. I think this was a real video. He ran skipping out of jail. Like,
yeah, that's Gilbert.
He,
and it's crazy. I've been working on this Gilbert Arenas story for a couple of months. And just last month I was down there at his house, you know, and they record the show and talking to Nick Young and Brandon Jennings and checking out the game room where he streams, you know, where he does his video game streams and all that. So
what was the original angle for the Gilbert Arenas story that you were working on?
The original angle, and it's crazy, that version of the story is not dead. It's more so like, we're not going to run this story while this is hanging out. But basically, it was a look at how he's created this media empire he's creating. And essentially, is he going to be like the next Pat McAfee? Does he build this thing he has so big to where, you know, Amazon comes to him and says, we don't want to touch the show. We just want to have the right to air it. Mm. You know, kind of like what ESPN did with McAfee. And because his stuff is NBA focused and the new NBA media rights deal, it was kind of look at all that, you know, kind of his creative mind. His people were telling me that his biggest demographic is actually a demographic that never saw him play. Mm. Like, heck, he connects with like the 18 to 25s. Mm. More than he does, you know, an older audience. And, you know, and so, and he has a real knack for understanding what will get picked up, what will go viral, which type of clips works better in different formats. And we had talked about, like he said he's not a journalist. He said he's a content creator, but he does a lot of the work that journalists do. I mean, I got some background on how the number of phone calls he makes before a show to research, to talk to people around the league, to get information, and everything you see him do on his show, it's like, it's not off the cuff. He's done a lot of work beforehand. I mean, dude is smart as hell. You're around, you know, he's smart as hell, but he's also admittedly a goofball. And maybe that's why I relate to him, because I can be a goofball too. Not at his level, but, you know, he, you know, it was fascinating just because you talked to him about some, we talked about his marriage. He talked about, you know, how crazy it is to go to marriage counseling before you have a marriage problem and why he was doing, I mean, we hit everything, talked about being a father and, you know, his, why he's against high school super teams and all the, it, I hit a bunch of different stuff, but right now the New York Times / Athletic doesn't really want to run that heartfelt, heartwarming. Yeah. Let's look at Gilbert Arenas' story while this whole federal, this indictment is over his head.
Yeah. I rarely ever agree with Gilbert Arenas. I just don't, I'm not a big fan of the way that he moves, the way that he talks, the way he goes about things. Just not really my style. He's really good at this, though. Like, he is really good. Gil's Arena is, that's really good. It's some good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gotta salute him on that, man. Even if I don't always agree with him, the way he's built that and put that together, that's some really good stuff.
Yeah, and then you look at the people he puts on the show with him. You know, Josiah's kind of like the point man, the straight man. But to have a show where you have Nick Young and Rashad McCants at the same time, it's like, and even Gil was like, sometimes we look at Rashad like, what are you talking about? And Rashad was there the day I was there. And I was like, hey, you probably don't remember me, but I was around like at the very end of your Sacramento tenure. He was like, oh, yeah. And there's a look that players give you when you remind them that they were in Sacramento. And he was like, yeah, oh, yeah, Sacramento. Yeah. And it's like an unspoken thing where they don't have to say it, but they all kind of make this similar, like, oh, yeah, I did do that, right? Sacramento, yeah, I did that. So yeah, you know, I talked to Brandon Jennings. Remember Brandon's like viral pre-draft workout where he like went off on Ricky Rubio? Was in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, wow, bro.
Yeah, Brandon. Yeah, Brandon's like a golfer now. He's all about golf. So yeah. I mean, I got all this stuff for this story. Then it was like, you know, I'm chilling and making some more calls in the story, then I see that the tweet or whatever that he's got arrested. So I talked to some editors. I'm like, you know, I was just hanging out with Gilbert, and I said I kind of had a hunch that no matter what the outcome was that day, Gilbert would not be serious. And sure enough, you know, I mean, who else has a hashtag Gil snitching? My man was playing. Was live streaming college football 26 less than 24 hours later,
man,
commenting on the case. Like, he's incapable of taking things seriously. And the thing is, like, what I did get from him about that, though, was that's how he deals with stress. He deals with it with laughter. So it's like, that's what he does. And if you're talking about, say, you know, about mental health or whatever, how he's dealing with it, if he weren't joking, I would be like, oh, yeah, he's really, really shaking right now. But, yeah, Gil is going to be Gil. And I'm just curious to see how this whole thing unfolds, you know, because it seems like they're going to move forward. You know, I think the new season of the show starts in a week or two. And the plan was to drop this old story on his empire when the new season started. And I've been told that won't be happening right now. So I still have all the stuff I've done. And I'm pretty sure that if he's cleared, I may be back down in the Woodland Hills, you know, the Valley area, catching up with Gilbert for where he can have his kind of like victory lap.
Gilbert Arenas is Brock Lesnar all of a sudden, just waiting to get cleared so Jason Jones can drop the story.
I'm like this Jim Gray now. It's like I'm just there to convey whatever's on Gilbert's mind.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
between Gilbert and Club 520, man, they, I think both of those two podcasts hit a pocket that, like you mentioned earlier, is, I don't want to say underserved, but they get in that lane of players who played, who talk unfiltered about the game, and people like that. You know what I mean? People like that. I think I like 520 a lot more than Gil's Arena, but they both were kind of in that same lane, and I think they both do a really good job of it.
Yeah, it's the new journalism. I mean, they may not be journalists in the traditional sense, but people are going to go to them, you know. And what Gilbert has a really good understanding of, he was like, no one cares what I think about what happened in the game because they saw it. No one cares about that. They want my opinion on something that related to. He understands that. He's like, I'm not here to give you a recap of a game. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm here to point out that, because he got, because I talked to him after he got into it back and forth with Cat about how Cat plays, and he says Cat plays like a WNBA player. And he like explained to me what he meant about from the footwork, and I mean, I think he made a point that he said Cat has a small torso, long arms, long legs, and big feet like a WNBA player. I was like, what the hell? But he broke it all down, like how through the in terms of like the pivot foot and the jab step, how, because he had a daughter who's playing, you know, his daughter who plays college ball, another daughter in high school. He said there's certain movements that the girls do a certain way, and Kat does the moves the exact same way. Hmm. He said, I know it sounded crazy and Kat don't like me, but he said, I actually studied all this before I said all that. Hmm. And it's, you know, like I said, a look into Gilbert's mind is real. It was a fascinating. I probably have about almost 2 hours of audio talking to Gilbert Arenas. And I haven't done a deep dive like that in a while on like a single topic.
Is there a part of him, like when he does that podcast, like that's playing a character?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. He definitely understands the character. I don't know who this is. I'm sorry.
It's Gilbert. Yeah. It's like, hey, when's that feel good story dropping, bro? I can use some good press.
Gilbert. But you know, but there is a part of him that's playing. He understands that part too. Like he, you know, when he does the little things about when he goes up for how the Lakers have done nothing all offseason, he calls that like crash out guilt. Like okay. He's just being the stereotypical over emotional fan in that one. So he definitely, he'll even know that, for example, someone like, I think his joke is that Nick will defend any guy whose role on the team was to stand in the corner and shoot open threes. So he knows how to tee it up to get Nick going. Because I don't know if you remember, he had a whole thing about, remember Noah Lyles talking about why he deserved a shoe?
Yeah.
He's like, I knew that Nick Young would get up there and say that Noah Lyles deserves a shoe. And he was like, no, he doesn't. He's a sprinter. He doesn't know, you don't go to the store and buy a Noah Lyles shoe. And then, and even with that story, he, you know, Gilbert's an Adidas guy. He talked to Adidas and asked them, what are the chances of y'all ever doing a sprinter shoe? And he broke down. Actually, he explained all this stuff. And he did the history of – he even researched how many sprinters have ever had their own shoe. And they tried it with Michael Johnson, and it doesn't really compute because, you know, it's not the same. But he think Nick Young was like, oh, yeah, but they did it with this guy. And he was like, no, that guy got a Van or a Dunk. That's not a signature shoe. That's a Dunk. And so, like I said, he knows he's definitely playing a role at times. He knows, like he even said, he'll even change his voice octaves, knowing that that might get Rashad going or that might get, you know, Kmart going, or he knows when to stand back and let Kmart and Nick go back and forth. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, he, and, you know, then you realize that his dad was a bodyguard and actor in Hollywood. So a lot of the stuff he learned from seeing actual actors and his dad play characters. So he's a big fan of like the In Living Color sketch comedy type stuff. So like I said, when this story actually does come out, if it ever, I'm assuming it will, a lot of fascinating things about, you know, he even talked about how his wife got him to lose weight because she said, you look kind of fat on TV. How are you going to be like an analyst and you keep gaining weight? She said, none of your suits fit. They're all big and baggy. She like made him go get like tailored suits. And like, he gets up at 4:30 in the morning every day for the show. And the show airs like at 11:30. He gets up at 4:30, works out, and spends 3-4 hours researching. Cause the joke with me was like, man, I can't, you know, I know Nick and them ain't going to read the rundown. So I got to have all that stuff there. No, yeah, because I mean, if this story ever runs, I think it's going to be a fun one.
There was you know what it was? It was that locker room Netflix
that
joint.
That was really good, too.
That made me, when I was watching Gilbert in that, it made me think, he's working. Like, not on that show, because I feel like he was honest, sincere. I didn't feel like he was putting on a performance in that documentary. Mm-hmm. And then when I watched these clips of him, and because I don't watch that show, but when I see these clips of him, it's like, oh, I think he's working. You talk about professional wrestling, he's playing a character.
Yeah, my editor said that he's really in character, isn't he? My editor was like, yeah, he like knows how to be a face and a heel. I'm like, he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then because what got me interested in the story in part was not just the show, was I watched the documentary. And there were parts where, you know, where he comes across very, you know, I was like, that's a very mature version of Gilbert Arenas that I had never heard before. And even talking to him about how that all came about and how he worked with Javaris, and he was going to make sure that, hey, make, you know, I don't need to make all the money off of this. You know, Javaris is in a, you know, he said in the show, Javaris got in way more trouble because of him, because he just wouldn't take it seriously, you know, and he was, you know, so he's very aware. Like I said, he's one of the, probably just in terms of just talking to, one of the smartest guys I've talked to in terms of just basketball and everything around it, the business and understanding that. And we talked about, you know, like players, not their personal lives, not like a particular player, but just how jacked up your life is as a basketball player in the season versus the off season, and how it's really two different lives. And there's a reason why guys get out of shape during the season versus, you know, it's not, you know, he was just like, you live a different life. He said, think about it, in the off season, you just can't show up in Miami and fly three chicks out. But guess what? You can do that on a 5-game road trip. he said that's why these guys be depressed. Because they come home and he's like, the wife ain't used to them being. Like I said, there's a lot of good stuff in there. He talked about athletes who wanted to get into podcasting. He said, he said for the first month or two, it's good therapy if you're just like kind of struggling what to do. But he said, you got to remember, there's people who went to college who studied this for a living. They're not trying to give up their job so that they can let some basketball player talk about nothing. So you better learn how to prepare. You better learn how to, how to do a rundown, how to write a script, how to put a show together. If not, as he puts it, the actual real journalist will run you out quick because you won't have anything to say. So, like I said,
in that documentary, I thought it was just interesting and telling. And Jason, you mentioned it as well about him, his trauma response is always to make fun.
Mm-hmm.
When he's nervous or uncomfortable, that's where he finds this. That's where he calms down as he makes jokes. I just thought that was interesting. That tells a lot about how he goes about things.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of relate to that, except that I've never had federal charges.
Well, please don't either. Please don't ever have federal charges.
That is not on the plan that's not on the plan. Like I don't want to relate to Gilbert like that. Where I've got fed charges, right. But yeah. That kind of is his thing. Like, when things get tough, I mean, for God's sake, his son, messes up his knee. The video he makes is like, this boy won't stop working. I told him not to do that. but I think some of the more interesting stuff is his stuff about being a father, how he approaches that, why he would never put his kids on a super team, he's like, all you're going to do is create an elite role player if my son never has to do anything except be one of five-star players.
Mm-hmm.
But he never. He's good with that stuff.
Hopefully one day we'll see this story from you.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the
whole thing. Yeah, trust me, man, because I'm like, man, don't have me do all this work to be like, Gilbert's in prison.
Oh, man. Oh, hopefully.
Knowing Gil might talk from prison.
Yeah.
I mean, this man had so many jokes about being arrested. He was skipping out of jail.
He was.
I probably can't repeat everything he said, but he got jokes about this situation.
That's crazy.
Good stuff, Jay. Thanks for joining us, man. We weren't sure we were going to see you today. We appreciate you, my man.
Man, blame these kids. They trying to go back to school and learn, and I'm just like, man. Play Xbox with your dad.
They're bigger than you, so just.
Well, the little one ain't bigger than me yet. Now I can still take it.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. He's 11, so in about 2 years he'll be towering over me.
All right. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right.
That's a man, Jason Jones, right there of The Athletic. We got to take Jason Jones over to Baker Family Wines, man, West Sacramento. He can join Dusty's Clubhouse right now. All they got to do is head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. I know that Jason Jones is a big fan of Dusty Baker, even though he spent some time managing the San Francisco Giants. He certainly spent some time managing the Los Angeles Dodgers as well, and now he's spending his time making some incredible small lot wines crafted right here in West Sacramento. Yes. Again, you could join Dusty's Clubhouse, find out about exclusive releases, tasting room specials. They do have a tasting room that we strongly encourage you to go to. Again, it's in West Sacramento. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. I'm holding this Pinot Noir Rosé right here, baby. We're going to step out. We're going to head over to 102.5 if you want to join us there. If not, we'll see you here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Malik Monk.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.